here today, gone tomorrow. You might say that's the way of life in the American music industry. NPR's Roy Hurst has the story of one hip-hop artist who found a way to thrive even after his spotlight dimmed.
How do you measure a successful hip-hop career? The genre does have its handful of standard bearers. You have your P. Diddy's, your Jay-Z's, your Dr. Dre's, artists who've managed to acquire long-term popularity with all the bling to prove it. They are the exceptions. The best that most hip-hop artists can expect is to get their 15 minutes before the record industry replaces them with new flavor. Still, there is another level of hip-hop success, one that puts an emphasis not on bling, but survival.
I'm not living large. I'm not a P. Diddy or anything like that. I'm comfortable, which is nice.
That's Speech. You might remember him from the early 90s. He led the Atlanta-based group Arrested Development. Today, his story could be a case study on how to endure when your 15 minutes have come and gone.
One of the things I could say being in the industry for 15 years that I've been in this is that you learn by the ups and downs of your career to be extremely grateful for each and every person that buys a record.
For the first 3 years, 5 months, and 2 days in the life of Arrested Development, they struggled, toured the Southern Chitlin circuit, playing to small audiences, trying to build a following. Then, finally, a record deal, and everything changed.
We ran up on a club in North Carolina, and there was a line that was literally circled around the block. And I asked my bus driver, who was also our road manager slash sound person, and I said, "Hey, who else is playing with us tonight?" And she said, "Nobody, it's just us." That's when it dawned on me, wow, people are lined up in the cold to see Arrested Development. We've made it. We're large.
Much of Arrested Development's appeal in the early 90s came from Speech's own unique vision of musical activism. The five-member group had a light, rootsy, optimistic sound, all the while they were probing serious issues in black culture. Here, have a dollar. In fact, no, brother man, here, have two.
$2 means a snack for me, but it means a big deal to you. We looked at the whole situation in the black community and saw it as a case of Arrested Development, and that's where the name came from. And so, in essence, the group's purpose is to wipe out the state of Arrested Development.
It made them a different animal in the hip-hop universe. They were dubbed progressive. But more than that, the music was catchy. Suddenly, the group had crossover appeal.
The group really never set out to be a pop group, but once it did happen, we felt like it was a miracle.
So now imagine yourself a down-to-earth musician from the rural South who's become one of the hottest things going. You've won 2 Grammys, Best Album and Best New Artist. You're the leader of Rolling Stone magazine's Band of the Year. You're the darling of the music industry's marketing gurus.
It was a very heady time, very hard to deal with the fame.
You're on top for the span of exactly 1 album. Then
people are starting to leave and you're not sure why.
Speech says the group had begun to lose sight of itself and its audience.
There's this machinery of advertising, of all types of different promotional techniques that the machinery of the music industry does. And after a while, you're not exactly sure how you're gaining new audiences. So when we were losing them, we were also perplexed. Like, how are we losing the audience? What did we do differently?
As it turns out, it wasn't what they were doing differently so much as it was what they hadn't caught on to. The emergence of gangster rap.
There was a change in taste. It was a different style of hip-hop, talking on some more quote-unquote raw topics. It interested people in a different way than what Arrested Development did.
Now more than a decade later, Speech and Arrested Development are well below America's popular music radar.
Yeah. You know, we was talking earlier and I was telling you, I was talking about life. I feel like life is really just like braided hair because it's... So like twist.
Still, Speech has never stopped making music, and he's found a way to thrive overseas, especially in Japan.
Japanese, thank you. It's good that they've been loving us because at a time when we really didn't know what we were going to do, we didn't have a plan. There was nothing but rejections from record labels. So I was real concerned. And Japan all of a sudden embraced me. Ever since I've started my solo career, I've had a top 10 hit for every one of my albums. We sell out to sold-out crowds there every single time I tour. I just left a tour there this month. So, I mean, it's been great reception in Japan for basically 10 years. It'll be 10 years next year.
Speech's new solo album is doing well in Japan and gaining respectable attention here in the States. It's called The Vagabond. He says it's another example of his independence in the face of the current black music trend.
I think one of the things in the ruts that we get into as a people, we tend to confine ourselves to what popular culture wants us to be, and I've refused to do that. I've just tried to stay true to all that's going on inside of here. That's really it. Oh, I see. Oh, I see. You're coming to me thinking you want a battle. I'm about to use a can of whip, but it's so your top and bottom lip up. I got enough in here to father children, sit on millions and be righteous in my business. Keep my wife sexually satisfied and praise God with my total heart, soul, body, and mind, and still kick your behind because I'm a disciple of Jesus.
Speech calls The Vagabond a hip hop album for adults, especially those fans who've grown up with him.
You don't take it for granted like you used to when you're younger, and you just feel like, yo, I'm hot. And that's all you feel is, yo, I'm hot. And that's why they're buying it, because they got to. I don't feel like that anymore. I feel like they're buying it because they want to. And yes, the music is hot, but they don't have to buy it. And I've been in the situations where they haven't bought it. And so I've gained a much bigger appreciation for the fans.
Roy Hirsch, NPR News.
It's what you give, it's what you give, it's what you give, it's what you give. Come on, any guy can get knowledge, it's what you give.
These days, Speech has his own production company and record label. A new Arrested Development album is due out later this year. That's our show for today. Thanks for joining us. News and Notes is produced by Nicole Childers and Devin Robbins and edited by Philip Martin and Lanice Collins. Taylor Brittany Ford is our director. Our technical director is Josh Rogerson. The production staff includes Therese Gray, Corey Turner, Roy Hirsch, Carol Johnson Green, Toya Baker, Christopher Johnson, and Corey Moore. To listen to the show, visit NPR.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.